Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
There are some unbelievable stories of weird things happening to and happening by delivery drivers right now.
Yeah, delivery driver drama.
If you're a delivery driver, if you've seen something or you've watched a delivery driver do something weird, we want to hear your delivery driver drama stories. So the stories start with this one. An Amazon driver in Maryland got caught pulling down her pants, squatting in the middle of the road, and urinating in broad daylight.
The heck?
A video clip has gone viral. Somebody posted it on Reddit. She's seen tossing an Amazon order on the doorstep first.
Oh, well, at least.
Does that make you happy?
At least I got my package.
I mean, would it bother you if she was holding
yes.
your package first?
Yep.
So she throws the package on the doorstep, thumbing through her mobile device, and she casually steps away in her bright pink shoes, crouches down in front of her U-Haul truck.
Wow.
She wipes her privates, throws the cloth in the trash, and then leaves.
What the? Who are...
And then after the video goes, Amazon gave them a $5 credit, and then the video went viral, and now it's $100. So it's gone up. Amazon had enough money to go, I don't know why you have to give them anything. She peed in the road. What difference does it make?
Yeah, because he didn't pee on my lawn or my porch.
No.
You delivered my package, which is the point.
So,
yeah, get off her back.
Get off of it. It's a natural thing.
Well,
it's an Amazon driver.
Yeah, well.
At least it wasn't a Dookie.
That's true.
Delivery Dookie drama. Driver, Dookie. Yeah, the company said they fired her and they're in better communication with their...
Can I just...
Yep.
Clearly people don't understand that everywhere you're under surveillance now. Apparently they don't
really understand.
Yeah.
At this point,
yeah.
Like there was somebody delivering something to my house the other day. I don't think it was Amazon. I think they were dropping... It wasn't a phone book. They were dropping something that we all get. I don't even think I've gone out to my porch to get it. So if you're in my neighborhood, go grab it. But the driver goes up there, rings the doorbell. I'm not there, so I'm not answering. Then he pounds. He sets the box down and he's waiting and waiting. And while he's waiting, he is going to town in his nose.
Whatever.
And I'm going, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to recognize what a Nest Cam doorbell looks like. Do you not know that you're on camera?
Thank you.
I don't have to put up a sign that says, this isn't just a doorbell. This is like, so if you're delivering something here, I can see you. Now, I didn't see it live. If I had seen it live, I would have been like, I would have hit the talk back and went,
so, hey,
you getting anything? You need nuggets out of that? I mean, this dude was... Ugh.
Dude, I'm to the point where the last time that I came to your house, the drop off.
Yeah.
When I'm walking up your steps, I know I'm under surveillance. So that's why I'm doing the peace sign. I'll smile.
Yeah.
I'll do something. I'll perform.
I don't see it.
Because I know.
I don't see it right away.
But in case you did.
Yes. Like, yeah. Hey, bud.
Yeah.
Speaking of my Thanksgiving dinner.
Right.
Doing the delivery driver stuff.
Yeah.
So if you're delivering for somebody, know that you're.
Thank you.
You probably are on camera.
Moron.
There's another story where this guy was delivering an edible arrangement.
Okay.
And he gets to the house, rings the doorbell. They don't answer. So he goes around to the side of the house and the person's car is sitting there and he's like, what's going on? He thinks he might see them, but he calls the customer going, you want me to drop this off now? You want me to leave it at the side thing? And they're like, I don't want to alarm you, but there is a bear like 3 feet behind you. So he's standing here holding a bouquet of strawberries, pineapples, and cantaloupe, all dipped in delicious whateverness. And he's like, wait, what? And he's like, what should I do? And the person's like, get in the car. And instead of him running to their car and jumping in the car, he runs back to his truck and jumps in his truck.
What?
That is delivery driver drama.
Crap.
And guess what? Nothing happened. He was all right.
Wow.
But I'm guessing in Colorado, if you deliver stuff, you've seen bears.
You'd have cougars,
yeah,
bobcats,
some sort of, like you've seen a little bit of everything. Somebody else said they were delivering a pizza and they delivered the pizza, and then they got back to their car, and there was a drunk person who thought they were an Uber.
Okay, wait, they got in their...
Yeah, it was like, so he's like, no, no, see the big pizza on top of the car? Lyft has the pink L-Y-F, right. Uber has the U.
What happened?
I'm pizza. Guy wouldn't get out of his car, they had to get in a fight.
Oh, I thought he said, I'll drive
all
you.
Right, all right. I'm driving a pizza by the same apartment complex. No, he had to get in a physical, like, Zach. Yeah. Wow. So finally he gets the guy out of his car and had to speed off with the door open, the guy chasing him down the road.
Holy crap.
This Uber smells so good.
Fucking pizza slice into the
guy. Do you believe that?
Oh, yes, I guess I do.
Somebody else said, I was delivering pizza. I drove into a crime scene.
Drove into a crime scene.
Didn't realize it, just going to the address.
Wow.
A murder had occurred there. The police surrounded their vehicle, forced them out, cuffed them, and asked them, what you're doing?
Holy smokes.
Like, delivering a pizza?
What?
They eventually let him go.
They thought...
But, I mean, you're driving into a crime scene. You don't... I don't know. I'm sorry. If I'm working for Domino's, and I come over the rise, and I see a bunch of, like, lights and a bunch of the yellow tape, I'm...
Just keep going.
I'm calling headquarters going... This one's going to be over the 30 minutes.
Yeah, because you're not going to get tipped very well.
Dead guys don't tip. Pro tip from delivery drivers. Last one before we get to your stories here. Somebody said they rang a doorbell on a rural property. They were also delivering food.
Uh-oh.
And out of nowhere, an Alsatian, you know what an Alsatian is?
No.
Must be a big dog. Said out of nowhere, an Alsatian and a Doberman both bounded towards me, snarling.
Ooh.
Couldn't think of anything else to do but to lower the food down in front of me. The dogs instantly froze in their tracks and began to sniff the food.
Wow.
Paying no more interest in me. The woman answered the door, startled to see the dogs, and said, you are a very lucky man.
Dang. Yep.
Delivery driver drama. If you've been involved in some drama as a delivery driver, we want to talk to you. Aspen.
Hi.
Delivery driver drama. What happened to you?
So it wasn't me, but my coworker now used to be a Domino's delivery driver.
Okay.
And he said that one time he had this reoccurring dude who would always call when he was drunk and order like three pizzas and, you know, some sodas and whatever. And so it was always like a pretty big order, but he was always drunk, so it was okay. And he, one time my coworker got there and he's like, all right, tell them the total. And apparently him and his wife had gotten in a fight. And so he was like, you know what? I don't want it. And just sent it back. But still paid the money.
He paid him to take the pizza back. He didn't want to screw the driver over.
Which is cool.
But he didn't want to feed his wife.
So just take all the food away, and here's all the payment for it.
Wait, that's vindictive as hell.
Wow.
Did the guy just eat it then?
I don't know. Well, I think he took it back, and I think they shared it, because it was like a big order.
That's just...
I've never been so mad that I want to deny my wife food.
That's spiteful.
That's the kind of drama we're looking for. Thanks for the call, Aspen. Marianne.
Yes.
Delivery driver trauma. What happened?
Oh, my goodness. I was a young lady working in for a university, and I had to make a delivery myself to their loading dock. And apparently this was a medical school, and there was a cadaver on a gurney.
Hey.
Just left out on the dock. Nobody was around it or whatever. And I'm like, what the hey? You know, I saw a delivery. You know, or maybe like it looked like a minivan or something. And I was just like freaked out.
So there's just a dead body sitting there. Is it covered up?
Yes. Oh, yes. It was covered. I think it was probably one of those donated to science things.
Oh, my God.
Did you take it or what?
I loaded it up. What are you driving?
No. Eventually the dude came out and it's like that. And I'm like, yeah, you kind of don't want to do that. I think... He must have been new or something, because...
Yeah, you just don't leave there's a lot of things you don't leave unattended, and I feel like a body's one of them. Because there's people who might do dastardly things with a dead body. Or I don't know what they would do with it. Sell it for... We know a person who wants bones, who craves this bones, and they would...
And human bones?
Would fetch a good price if you have, like, fresh...
Next time you got to snag that body.
Yeah, snag that. Just call us. We know Steve knows how to fence anything.
I do.
You got a cadaver? Oh, give me a second. I got a Craigslist for that. Thank you. That's some delivery driver drama.
Yeah.
Kaylin?
Yes?
Yes. What's your delivery driver drama?
I was delivering pizzas when I was young, and I just got out of the car, didn't lock it, and there was an empty apartment, so I went back to go to the car, and I came around the corner, and there was a naked man there with all of my pizzas, 8 of them, just eating my pizzas.
Oh, he did the thing.
He called you to an apartment. Are you supposed to run then? Get the pizzas and run.
Well, I had to walk past him to get to the car, and I just like, boom, I don't anything to do.
He was naked?
Those are yours.
Yeah, yeah.
Every time I do a caper,
yeah, you keep your.
I dress in something.
Thank you.
Typically black, yeah, little ski mask action.
Right.
I want to get all like Mission Impossible-y, get my knock list.
That's just weird.
Does the pizza company, like, are they pretty friendly when you call them and go, yeah, I swear to God, a naked guy grabbed all 8 pizzas. Why would I lie about that?
It was literally my first attempt at driving, and I was in management. We were shorthanded. They threw me in the car, and
you're like, no.
They told me I was.
Yep, I'm going back to management.
Right, never again.
I'm not doing the driving thing. That sucks. Did they prosecute the guy? You know?
No, I went to my next delivery because that was before cell phones, and so I went to my next delivery and told them I'm sorry I don't have your pizza, and that was back when you had like a 30-minute.
The guarantee.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a free stuff. And so I called in and told them all the pizzas that had been stolen so they could start making them. But it was really expensive for.
Wow.
That's just.
Yeah. That's weird. I like the caper. The idea of the caper works.
But just the
naked part is where I jumped off of his crime. Thank you for the call. Jason.
Yay.
Delivery driver drama.
Yeah. I was in King Carl making a delivery and I'm walking to this house and it's this elk is sitting on the front yard. I thought it was a statue, and I get closer and closer, and then he moves on me.
It was an actual elk, not a statue?
Holy.
Yeah, it was an actual elk, no statue.
Those things aren't small.
I'm a California boy. That scared the living bejesus out of me.
And if it was mating season?
You'd have been, prison loving right there. Because they're mean, right?
Yeah, they can.
And they'll just, what happened? Did you just run? Do you run from Steve, I'm sorry. Hang on, Jason. No, Steve knows what to do in all. So you mountain lion, you make noise. Bear, you make yourself
bigger or louder and stuff like that.
The bear's the one you lay down for.
That's the one you act dead. All the small wild cats, you make yourself bigger or you sing.
If you're in the wild and you're listening to this, don't do anything. Steve says,
sing to it.
What do you do when it's an elk?
You know what? I'm not sure what you
do
with an elk.
I think you bugle.
You use
it
to.
Have you heard the sound they make? It's like
you don't do their mating call because then will they come after?
Oh, my bad. You're right. That's their mating.
You
do that if you're trying to lure one in to shoot it. Don't do the mating thing, Jason. Next time you're on King Carl, don't do the. Oh God, bad advice from Slacker and Steve. Brenna.
Yay.
Delivery driver drama.
So I was a delivery driver when I was like 19, and I delivered to a really expensive neighborhood.
Okay.
So I wasn't expecting much of a tip. To my surprise, I did get a tip. It was easily over $100.
Holy!
So I'm all happy driving them back. I get a call from my manager, and apparently I received the money from the daughter. And the mom was mad that she gave me that big of a tip.
That's not your
problem.
Right.
Don't send your damn daughter to the door.
Thank you.
Next time, try to get a grand out of the little turd.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.